Wie Rilke sagte, wer, wenn ich ausschrie, würde mich hören unter den Engeln?
Information superhighway, crawling out around the world. You go your way, I go my way. I'm living in a different world. So much useless information, meant to stultify my mind, stifles my imagination in this sea of humankind. Tomorrow is another day, but we are here tonight, just in our love and let it be. Every time that I wake up, I drink the potion from the cup, and I awaken from this sleep. In the moment I can see, in the moment I'm free. Every time that I wake up, cybernetic generation, all the little girls and boys, virtual communication, playing with their little toys. Ritual without devotion, virtual reality, sound and vision, no emotion, psychobabble apathy. Now we're sitting in the sun, love comes out of the blue, just in our love and let it be. Every time that I wake up, I drink the potion from the cup, and I awaken from this sleep. In the moment I can see, in the moment I'm free. Every time that I wake up, when I'm lost inside the beauty of a melody, a window opens and I know that's where I want to be. Like the sound of falling snow awakes the magic in my heart. Driving through Nevada City, on my way to God knows where. Old town, it sure looks pretty. I just got to stop and stare. Looking at an old church steeple, it's got stories it could tell. In a world of sleeping people, no one ever hears the bell. Tomorrow is another day, but we are here tonight, just in our love and let it be. Every time that I wake up, every time that I wake up,
or who is left out of the picture of the world we are in, when the world itself is portrayed as if nothing but pure cybernetic processes? And what haunts this most powerful of late 20th century theoretical fictions? The answer, according to Norbert Wiener, is the evil of chaos, the noise of disorganized forms, and the entropic erosion of workable boundaries between subjects in communicative flux.